Hi, it's Robin Sharma, and welcome to Daily Mastery. This is my short form podcast where I'll walk you through the insights, methodologies, and tactics that I've shared with many of the world's most successful people as their mentor, including celebrity billionaires, NBA superstars, world-class artists, and global humanitarians. I hope you find great value in today's episode. Well, I hope you're doing great. And I thought it would be valuable to you for me to show up here on Instagram Live and walk you through a process that will help you make 2021 the greatest year of your life yet. So the first thing you can do is on a piece of paper in your journal, you want to start off with a one pager on your ideal 2021. Because clarity precedes mastery, and vague plans will lead to vague goals. So a lot of people, they want a great 2021. Isn't it going to be great to say goodbye to 2020? So you want a world-class 2021, but what if you don't know how to plan it? So you've got to take the time to orchestrate in intimate detail your ideal 2021. Once you have a clear plan, then you can start to create that ideal new year. So ideal 2021, this is your one-page plan. What's going to go on your one-page plan? Well, you're going to write your five top goals or your primary targets. I'll give you some rough examples. You could have your fitness, and it might be getting to a certain BMI, body mass index, a certain weight. It might be a certain amount of body fat, which you can write down your fitness, and then it could be drinking 3 glasses of lemon water every morning, so part of your routines. And then telomeres, as we get older, our telomeres start to shorten. So how can you lengthen your telomeres, and what's your real age based on your telomere tests? You can write down real age. And you might even just write down five morning workouts every week for most of next year. So you can put morning workouts 5 times a week. So there you go. You've just written down your fitness goals. Then it might be your personal development goals. So personal development goals. Maybe it's read 24 books next year. Wouldn't that be a great idea? So you put read 24 books. How about finish writing in 6 journals? How about work with a spiritual healer every month? How about joining the 5 a.m. club in 2021? So you can just write, install the 5 a.m. club. I don't know. I mean, you can come up with so many exciting, inspirational personal development goals. It could be do 1 act of kindness every day or 5 times a week. Anyway, so in that dimension of your life, what you're doing is you're writing your goals for 2021. Now you might get to the work dimension where you get to produce magic for as many people as possible. So you can call it pro. Maybe the first goal is 5 nights a week you study your craft, you watch podcasts that will help you upgrade your skills, you read, you pull out a Moleskin journal and are constantly recording new ideas. So increase skills. Maybe the second goal you're going to write for your professional life is for the first hour of your workday, no digital distraction. Just real work versus fake work. So you can just call it first hour total focus. I think you get my point. And then you can write about your adventure life. Where do you want to travel to? There's a vaccine, which is great news when it comes to COVID-19. Where do you want to travel to? What are you going to do to inject some adventure into your life? What new friends will you have? What new foods will you try? What new art galleries will you visit? What new music will you listen to? How many new restaurants will you try when restaurants open up? So it's always great to inject, to write down adventure goals for the new year. So you might say, I want to visit Tokyo in 2021. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Write it down. You might want to make some new friends that challenge you and stimulate you because we become our conversations. You can write down three new friends. Let's say you want to take a month off next year, a sabbatical. What a great idea. The greatest artists all had sabbaticals. It refreshed them. It renewed them, made them more interesting, made them stronger. So you might take a sabbatical next July. Write that down. 1 month sabbatical in July. And for your financial life, you might want to save a certain amount. Might want to have a budget. You might want to grow your income. You might want to get involved in investing. So you can add your goals for your financial life. And then, of course, most importantly, after your personal development, I think, is your family life or your loved ones. So you can write about your family. Might write about what you'll do with each family member to deepen the connection. Anyway, so what you're going to end up with if you do this process here is you're going to have a one-page plan for 2021 where you can have your core high-value targets. And then from there, what you can do in your journal is you can start to break these down into incremental detail. When I mentor the titans of industry, when I mentor the financial maestros, these people have their game charts in such detail. And again, if you've read the 5AM Club, you know the three-step success formula. With better daily awareness, you can make better daily choices, better daily choices, better daily results. I'll repeat it again because it's so important. With better daily awareness, this will give you acute daily awareness. With better daily awareness, you'll make better daily choices. With better daily choices, of course, you're going to see better daily results. I hope this is helpful for you. How to plan an ideal new year. And then again, when it comes to personal development, your financial life, your relationship life and your family, your fitness, your adventure, and your professional and your creative life, these are your initial goals. Then you actually start to go even more granular. So with respect to your personal development, these goals can then lead into other little goals. With respect to your professional life, let's say you want to dominate your domain in 2021. Well, you've got your big five, that's a concept I've been teaching for about 15 years, your big five goals for 2021. But then you want to break those down into micro goals. And so your professional life, break those into micro goals. And I just find having a visual and planning these out on the walls in my workspaces, I have them all over, there's these sheets. But this is the starting point. Hopefully I've been clear. It's a one-page plan for 2021 for the key areas of your life. You set your goals. Okay, so then what do you do after that? After you've focused on your one-page goals, I find it very, very helpful to reconnect with my primary values. Really important to look at your values because your values are like lighthouses. They will guide your actions. You don't want to be living society's life. You don't want to be living someone else's life. You want to be living your life. So this is where you get to write your values. It could be honesty. It could be beauty. It could be frugality. Good value. Here's a good value, mastery. One of my core values, service. Okay, last part of this planning process. What you're going to do now is you plan 2020 month by month. Jan, 2020, Feb, July. So January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. And literally what you're going to do is you're going to set your deliverables. So you now have that one pager. That's your ideal 2020 big picture. Now what you're going to do on one sheet is you're going to take January, February, March, April, May, June, all the way to December 2021, and you're going to set your deliverables for each month. So this January could be start exercising. You could start exercising. Maybe you're going to try to fast, to learn how to fast in 21. Or maybe you're going to try to meditate. Or maybe every evening, four times a week, you're going to run my 60-minute student habit and spend 60 minutes in reading and learning four times a week during the weekdays, perhaps. Write those down. Then write down your goals for February. Write down your goals for March. Do it for the entire year. And that basically is how you build a blueprint or for your greatest new year yet. When you look at the A players, the ultra productives, they don't get lucky, they make lucky. You look at a lot of people and what they do is they're suffering from averageism because no one's ever taught them how to build a world-class week. By the way, I've just recorded a new program that you're going to learn about. If you're on my list, if you want to get onto my list, you can go to robinsharma.com and get on my mailing list. I also last week recorded a virtual learning course, an online learning video-based course based on the 5 a.m. Club. Well, for most of 2020, people were saying, Robin, we've read the 5 a.m. Club. It's been transformational to our mornings. We want to go deeper. And so I've built an online learning course called the 5 a.m. Club Method. If you want to go much deeper into the 5 a.m. Club Method, then first read the book. It's currently one of the best-selling books in the world for a reason. It works. And then you can have a look at the 5 a.m. Club Method online course. If you want to learn about that, you just need to go to robinsharma.com. And you can get on my mailing list, and then my team will send you all the information about the new online course called the 5 a.m. Club Method. So hopefully what I've walked you through, those three steps, the first is planning your year on one page. So you want to do your one-page plan, and then you want to do your top values for 2021, and then you want to do your 2021 month-to-month. So I hopefully that's been helpful to you. I just wanted to show up here and share a little bit on how you can prepare for an amazing 2021. 2020 has been a very challenging year on the planet. So let's make 2021 the best year of our lives yet. I hope you received excellent value in today's episode of Daily Mastery. If you'd like to go deeper, head over to robinsharma.com, where you can download the World Changers Manifesto, my free ebook. You'll also get full access to the Everyday Hero Training Formula, a truly world-class video-based learning program that will help you upgrade your productivity, your impact, and the quality of your life. I wish you an amazing day.